When my guest today put a computer in the wall of a Delhi slum, just as he expected, children crowded around and started pressing keys to see what it could do. What he did not expect was just how quickly they would learn from it, mastering the technology so they could learn things online and learning English in the process, all without any adult involvement. And as he watched them, he realised their success was not just down to the technology, but to the fact that they were working together on problems, even benefiting from an adult not being there. That hole-in-the-wall experiment inspired the story that became Slumdog Millionaire. And it inspired his latest project, which he's overseeing from here in Newcastle, in which he goes much further. Because he thinks schools everywhere, both in what they teach and how they teach it, need reinventing for modern times. Here's Sugata Mitra, Professor of Educational Technology at Newcastle University. Professor Mitra, welcome to The Educators.
Thank you.
Now, last year, you won from the online lecture series TED a $1 million prize for a project that you wanted to do, which was to build what they've called schools in the cloud. And as a result, you are in the process of putting 7 schools in the cloud. And the way they work, you call them SOLs, which is self-organized learning environments. Explain how they work now.
The self-organized learning environment tries to simulate the chaotic environment of the hole-in-the-wall experiment, which was computers outdoors with no supervision and children accessing it. The SOL attempts to do the same inside the classroom. So you have a few computers, you have lots of children usually, and you trigger the whole system off with a big question.
Give us an example.
You could, for example, ask them, why does hair grow? A typical 9-year-old would say, what do you mean? So I'd say, you know, the hair on your head keeps growing longer and longer and longer, and then you have to cut it off. Why on earth does it do that? It doesn't seem to do that on animals. And then the magic starts off.
So what, you leave them alone in the room with a computer and they have to work out how to answer the question?
We call these the big questions. A big question is something that a child is attracted by and to which, preferably, no one really has the right answer.
What answer did they come up with in that case?
They came up with cell expression, 9-year-olds, that hair cells express on signals from the brain. And then they came up with insulation. Apparently, that's about the best that they could get to, and apparently that's the best that scientists have gotten to.
Now, one of the things you've established in these cases that you're talking about, there's no adult involvement. You did discover that actually sometimes children do need a bit of help. And this is where what you've called the granny cloud comes in, which is this idea that there's a little bit of help from the British granny, I think was your perfect model.
Well, that came out of an experiment in India, which was designed to fail. I said, I'll give the children a task that is so hard that they couldn't possibly do it. The task I chose was undergraduate level genetics in English for 12-year-old Tamil-speaking children in an Indian village. You know, I had a test at the end of it, which they'd gotten a 0 in to start with, and they got 30%. So I didn't want to stop there. I said, but how do I get that 30 up further? Because 30 is a fail. So what I got was a friendly local girl. She was 22 years old and a great friend of the children. They used to play together. And she says, biotechnology, I don't know anything about it. I didn't even have science in school. I said, look, you're the best I have here. You don't understand the subject, doesn't matter. Can you just go on encouraging them?
So go on, what happened?
50% in 2 months.
Purely from the encouragement?
Just from the encouragement.
So somebody just saying to the children, well done, you're doing really well.
Yes.
And they carry on doing it and they get their score up.
And, their classic sentence to me, which I'll remember for the rest of my life, was, apart from the fact that improper replication of the DNA molecule causes genetic disease, we've understood nothing else. But anyhow, I came back to England and the Guardian was interviewing me for Slumdog Millionaire. I said, will you put in just a couple of lines at the bottom saying that if you are a British grandmother, if you have broadband and a web camera, can you give me 1 hour of your time for free? Because I needed 1 million of them.
Right. So you created this granny cloud, effectively.
It became the granny cloud.